Ever escaped from a federal prison?
They're going to move these prisoners from Gitmo to Northwest Illinois because of some campaign promise that was made in the dark.
What guarantee do we have that the threat, the animosity, the hatred that the terrorists have towards Gitmo won't transfer to Thompson, Illinois?
9:38 now, WLS, Mancow and Cassidy. Mancow's on vacation. Pat Cassidy here with you. And Congressman Don Manzullo, do you recognize your voice there in that soundbite?
Yeah, I also recognize Pat Quinn's voice.
Well, that's it.
I understand the issue.
That's it. First of all, Congressman, Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas to you.
You don't have any problem saying Merry Christmas to people,
do you? My brother's got a pin that he wears that says it's okay to say Merry Christmas.
Well, yeah. I don't know about you, but I've mentioned this a couple times now. When I say Merry Christmas to people, Congressman, and John Dempsey.
Right. Hi, Congressman.
And
morning.
People almost are hesitant to go, Merry Christmas to you, too. It's almost like they're surprised, you know what I mean?
I've got friends of the Jewish faith that wish me a Merry Christmas, and I wish them a Happy Hanukkah.
Everybody's afraid of offending people.
I know. But I got to say, I'm at a Jewel down in Palos over the weekend. I don't know which Palos, because there's like 400
Paloses
down.
Palos Park, Palos Heights.
One of the Paloses. And the cashier said, Merry Christmas to me first, and so to the banker. So I got to give him some recognition. So, but Congressman Manzullo, it's not going to be a Merry Christmas, you don't think, because we're going to get these Gitmo prisoners in Thompson, right? You think there's a big showdown tomorrow or something? What's going on?
Well, it'll be Merry Christmas regardless. But
well, yeah.
The only public hearing is supposed to be tomorrow in the afternoon, and that's as to the issue of excess state property and the people. The Democrats conducted it have already said it's a done deal, that's just pro forma. But
and that's in the town of Sterling, right? And,
yes.
And who called that hearing, Congressman?
There's a I can't think of the name of the board, but it's called by the state legislators. And there are 6 Republicans and 6 Democrats.
So this is the only public hearing on this?
Yes, it's the only public hearing on it because this is a giant push to shove this thing through, just like health care last night. And so the people don't know what's happening. But when Pat Quinn talks about it's the most safe, the most secure, no one's talking about people breaking out. You know, I aligned myself with Senator Lieberman, an independent, Senator Jim Webb, a Democrat, and former Governor Sebelius of Kansas, who wrote a scathing letter to President Obama before she was appointed as a cabinet secretary, that she did not want those Gitmo terrorists detained at Leavenworth because the town would become a magnet and unsafe. And so, you know, people that say, well, you're fear-mongering, it's just a Republican line. It's not a Republican line. It's a Democratic line that came out of the mouth of somebody who understands security better than anybody else.
But, you know, they say that they'll be able to handle that, and then there's the economic benefits. And I think, Congress, any way you slice it, there's going to be, I know there's some question how many jobs and how many federal people will be coming in, but even if the people that are moved there, the federal employees, will spend money there. So any way you slice it, there is going to be an economic benefit, isn't there?
There's no question it'll be an economic advantage. But you know what? If you take even half of the economic impact statement prepared by the White House, that would show there's more than enough state income tax and state sales tax revenue generated by opening the facility so the state of Illinois could open it itself as a standalone state of Illinois facility, as opposed to the governor letting these felons out early.
Congressman, doesn't federal law need to be changed? And I think we heard John Boehner say he does not think that will ever happen. Federal law would have to be changed to allow these people to be on American soil.
That's correct. There has to be that affirmative vote. Then there has to be an appropriation. But, you know, Washington's notorious for 2,000-page bills. And they shove stuff like that in the middle of the night. I mean, you saw what happened in the Senate. They make their deal, and before you know it, there's this massive bill that people voted on, don't even know what's in it. That's why I vote against those monsters.
Congressman Don Manzullo, Republican from Northwest Illinois, on the line, Mancow and Cassidy, WLS 591-8900 is the number. John Dempsey with Pat Cassidy here. Mancow's on vacation. So let's change gears here for a second and talk about the Senate health care vote. So they got their 60 votes last night, so that the Senate side seems to be a done deal, but it still has ways to go, right?
Well, yeah, I mean, they're looking for anything so they can go to conference on it. And what Ben Nelson did last night, I mean, that's absolutely horrible. I mean, to sit there and to sell out the country because your state gets a few extra $1 million on some Medicaid, you know, You know what, you guys? Congress has a 26% approval rating. I would give it a zero, and I'm a member of Congress.
You know what it seemed to me, Congressman? It was just business as usual in Washington, if not worse. You know, Barack Obama campaigned on change. Well, this was no change. This was cutting a deal to get a vote. This was bribery to get a vote. And actually, it was even worse than that because it was so blatant. It seems to me now the criteria is set. Now, if you want something from the president, ask for it. You got to get something back. I mean,
you do something as irreverent as scheduling a vote on Christmas Eve. I mean, that's when I celebrate the birth of my Savior.
Mm-hmm.
This is not a time to politic.
Congressman, if this bill passes, and we know, as you said, it's got to be worked out, the Senate bill's got to be worked out with the House bill. If Republicans were to make strong gains in the 2010 election, how much of this bill could be undone?
You could actually undo most of it by withholding appropriations. What you do is you just pass amendments to appropriations bill that say no money in this bill can be used to implement such and such. But, I mean, I get so disgusted when I see these people voting on this stuff. You know, it's going to put a huge crimp on Medicare by taking out $500 billion. And the whole purpose is to get through that public option. This Senate bill does have a public option. It's thinly disguised as saying something that members of Congress have. I've got Blue Cross Blue Shield standard option. I mean, that's what it is.
You don't have the fancy schmancy package? I thought everyone did.
No, we don't. We have I have the same health care as most federal employees do. And there's nothing fancy about it. It's a high deductible. And it's not the type of thing that you say, well, most Americans would love to get into.
Yeah.
What makes it attractive is the fact that so many people belong to it. Well, you could do the same thing by having association health plans that allow small business people to join together to form large purchasing pools, because that's where you have the power. The power to do away with pre-existing maladies as an exclusion to not getting insurance, the power to negotiate your deductibles and everything, just as the unions do.
Well, it was done last night, so this is all fresh news. Thanks for giving us your reaction to that. And regarding Thompson Gitmo, Congressman, Merry Christmas to you.
Merry Christmas to you.
All right, Don Manzullo on the line, and we'll have coming up, John.